Father God, I thank you for your word. I thank you that your word is life to those who find it, and it is health and healing to our flesh. Father, as we open your word today, I thank you that life flows. I thank you that health and healing manifests in each and every believer in this house. And we thank you for it. And all of God's people said, amen. Give our podcast listeners a hand clap this morning. Glory to God. We're glad they're listening. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hope you had a good week last week. Amen. We've been talking. We talked about staying in faith. And thank the Lord, I was able to finally wrap it up last week. Praise God. I don't like to spend too long on just one message, but it was important that God wanted you all, including myself, that once we put our faith out there, we've got to stay in faith, right? We got to see what we get by faith. We must keep by faith and protect it by faith. Hallelujah. And that was outstanding what Sue had said about protecting it. It's for all of us. It doesn't just have to be health and healing. It can be anything that we have our faith out for. Amen. So we've got to stay in faith. Today, I want to talk to you about something that I believe God wants for everyone. And that is prosperity. He wants us prosperous. Amen. He wants us blessed. Yes. He wants us, he said, to be blessed, to be a blessing. Well, we can't be a blessing if we're not blessed. Amen. But he wants you to bless people. He wants you to bless people. Well, Lord, how do I bless people when I ain't blessed myself? I mean, this is an argument you think you might be able to have with God. And he's going to say, wrong. Because if you do what I say according to the word of God, then I've got to do what I said in my word. Right? He's held by his word. He cannot break his word. He cannot lie. So as he said it, has he said it? Will he do it? Have they not spoken? Will he make it good? Come on. Numbers 23:19. Come on, you guys. So if he said it, then he's got to do it.
Amen.
Now, there's only one thing that moves God. Faith. Faith. And if you're in faith, you're speaking his word.
That's right.
That's the only way. Because if you're not speaking his word only, you're not in faith. It's got to come out of your mouth.
Amen.
Every area and every situation that we see in the word of God, somebody spoke.
Yes.
Somebody said something. Something came out of their mouth. And what moved God or moved Jesus or the Holy Spirit was what they heard was faith. They heard the word of God.
Yes.
The word of God. See, the word of God has to be upheld.
Yes,
by the Holy Spirit, by Jesus, and by the Father. One of those three will uphold the word they hear. If it's God's word, if it's what God has said, right? Amen. But on the other hand, there's a little creep. The Bible calls him the cunning, little crawler, the serpent. He will also uphold his word when he hears fear.
Yeah.
You see, his word is, I come to steal, kill, and destroy. That's what he's here on this earth to do. So if he hears fear, first thing he wants to do is come steal. Or a kill, or destroy. But whatever it is, he's going to try to do one of those three. Right? Amen.
Amen.
So we cannot allow fear to come out of our mouth.
Amen.
We just can't.
That's right.
We've got to stay strong in the Lord and the power of his might, not ours. Amen. I've said this a million times. It's not all about everything you think you know and how awesome you think you are in the word and this, that, and the other. It's about your faith. What you have in your heart. How strong you believe. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, the name of Jesus, faith in that name, is higher than anything, any other area, any other realm in this earth. Higher, stronger, more powerful, and all authority. So, we invoke the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Then it's up to them, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, to do it.
And they will.
Always will. Always will if we stay in faith.
Amen.
It's not supposed to be all about faith today, but here, I'm just bouncing it off a little bit. We got to build it up a little bit.
Hallelujah.
We must stay there, okay? Yeah, but how long? Aha! Aha! How long do I have to suffer you? No. How long do we have to stay in faith? Until we receive it. Then once we receive it, how long do we have to stay in faith to keep it?
Forever.
We have to stay in faith, ladies and gentlemen. By faith, we got saved.
Amen.
Well, guess what? We have to keep by faith our salvation. Because the devil will try to talk you out of it. Oh, yeah, there's no God. Haven't you ever heard, has he ever said that one to you? There's not really a God. I mean, if there was a God, he wouldn't let you do that. That would never happen. God would never let that. Huh? This is the enemy in your ear trying to talk you out of.
That's right.
Is there a God? Huh? Right? Because we've got so much counter knuckleheads out there that trying to explain to us that, yeah, there was a big explosion and this little cell, see, became a human being. I mean, first it was an ape, you know.
Of course.
I don't know who fed the ape and kept it warm so it didn't die and gave it water so it wouldn't die of dehydration. But so I guess the big explosion did that. No. No. It's silliness. It's a lie.
Yeah.
It's a lie to talk you out of the truth.
Amen.
Well, we don't believe the lie. We're men and women of faith.
Yeah.
We believe what the Word of God says. Word of God says God made man in His own image.
Amen.
And after His own likeness. He's the one who created the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. Not some big explosion. So anyway, now that I've said my piece, God wants us prosperous. Go to Genesis. And, I'm adding all kinds of scriptures you guys probably don't have, so bear with me. Let's go to Genesis chapter 12. I want you to see this real quick. Genesis chapter 12, and we're going to start in verse 1. It says, "Now the Lord had said to Abram, 'Get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great. And you shall be,'" what? "A blessing. You shall be," he may not have been then, but he shall be a blessing. I want you to get that, all right? "I will bless you. I will make your name great. And you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you." Uh-oh. "I will curse." Are you hearing this now? "I will curse him who curses you. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed." All the families of the earth shall be blessed. We're under Father Abraham here. All the families of the earth shall be blessed. So say this, I am blessed.
I am blessed.
Oh, now say it like you mean it. I am blessed.
I am blessed.
See, what did we talk about? Getting loud, right? Amen? The devil's getting loud in our ear. Let's get loud back. Let's get loud back. You know, who cares what anybody else thinks about the situation? Guess what? They didn't bleed for you. They didn't die for you. They sure can't heal you.
That's right.
But he can.
Amen.
Amen. He can. So by humbling ourselves, right?
Yeah.
See, it's when you let go of everything and you decide, you know, it's either between me and the Lord or I'm out of here. Mm-hmm. That's where we've got to get to.
Amen.
And it matters not what our family thinks, what our friends think. It just doesn't matter because they can't and they won't fix you. No, who's more important to them? Them. Right? Them. All right. So let's look into this real quick. Because I have to get out of here. But it says, first of all, who said this? The Lord.
Amen.
The Lord. Now we've got to open our ears, our hearts to hear what the Lord has to say concerning our situation. What, Lord, do you want me to do? What should I do? Because he's in conversation here. And the Lord is telling him what to do. All right, now, so God begins to speak. Get out of your country. I mean, he's laying it out. Number one. Number two, get away from your family. Number two, and from your father's house. Number three, to a land I will show you. Number four, he had to be obedient in every aspect.
Yes.
Of number one, two, three, and four.
Right.
Oh, boy. He blew it, though. But anyway, God's merciful. But obedience, ladies and gentlemen, is the key.
Amen.
Hearing what God has said and then be quick to obey. Be quick to obey. If He says give, give. Right? If He says receive, you receive. I mean, right? Somebody says, hey, I want to bless you. Okay, you know. I don't fight off a blessing anymore. That's pride. Yeah, that's where pride steps up. Say, oh, no, no, and you're broke. Oh, no, I don't need that. Thank you very much. Because you know they're needing it just as bad. But that's who God uses. Because they need a blessing too. The Bible says, as ye sow, ye shall reap. So they need that blessing bad. They're trying to get their blessing by blessing you, and you won't receive it. You know, come on. Help these people. Receive that blessing. Put a blessing on them in Jesus' name. Thank God for them. Praise God. Whatever they're believing for, Father, I thank you they receive in Jesus' name. All right. Being obedient. Praise God. Okay. Here he's talking about blessing. He's talking about being empowered to prosper. Being empowered to prosper. Well, who empowers us to prosper? God Almighty. God Almighty. We know that He wants us blessed. He wants us prosperous, right? Yeah. So it is He then that we look to for that empowerment to prosper.
Hallelujah.
I can tell you, I've worked all my life. I still got my hand out to God. Hey, God, I need this paid. I need that paid. Right? Here I am. So obviously doing it my way, working for the man, is not where my prosperity comes from. It doesn't even sustain me. They say over 47% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. 47% living paycheck to paycheck. How many Christians is that out there, I wonder? Because they're living paycheck to paycheck, and that is not God's way for you and me. God doesn't want us to struggle. He doesn't want us begging for bread.
That's right.
We're not to beg.
That's right.
We're to, the Bible says, lend to many and not borrow.
That's right.
So what is that? Well, I ain't lent to many, too many lately. Lending to many and not borrow. He wants me to be a blessing to others. I must be blessed then first, right? All right. So, he had to be obedient. Anybody who curses you, he will curse. Now, that's pretty scary. That's pretty dangerous. You really want God to be on your side, right? I mean, I think that's a good place to be. So it would be in our best interest to not curse others either. We must guard what comes out of our mouth, right? So that's in our best interest not to curse others either. All right, so let's go to Genesis chapter 13. Flip the page. And starting in verse 1, it says, then Abram went up from Egypt, he and his wife, and all that he had, and Lot with him to the south. Abram was very rich in livestock, in silver and in gold. Now, wait a minute. What was the... Didn't God tell him in chapter 12, get out of your country? But then he said something else, didn't he? Say what? And away from your family. Uh-oh. Well, who did he take with him? Took his wife, took Lot. They're not supposed to be there. Okay. But you see, this Abram was very, what? Rich. He was rich in livestock. He was rich in silver and in gold. Let's go ahead and keep reading. And he went on his journey from the south as far as Bethel, to the place where his tent had been at the beginning between Bethel and Ai, that guy, to the place of the altar, which he had made there at first. And there Abram called on the name of the Lord. That's what we do. That's what we do. We get obedient. Get to where we need to be. House of God's a great place to do this. And then we calls on the name of the Lord. Verse 5. Lot also, who went with Abram, had flocks and herds and tents. Now the land was not able to support them. The land was not able to support them. that they might dwell together. This is why he said for them to not be together. The land could not support both of them. See, God has a plan, ladies and gentlemen. And this is the thing, and we've got to be obedient to his plan. He said, you go, don't take him with you, basically, is what he said. But he went anyway. And he had all this livestock, Abram did, right? And Lot had all these herds, right? And all this. And he's very clear that, verse 6 again, he says, now the land was not able to support them, that they might dwell together. For their possessions were so great that they could not dwell together. Obedience. Obedience to the Lord. When he speaks, be quick to obey and do it to the letter. Do it to the letter. Amen. Right? I didn't take this position because I thought it'd be great. I didn't stand up. I'll be pastor. Yeah. Yeah. No, I thought. Prayed hard. Because it's serious to me. And when God said, do it, then I knew. Because if I didn't, I would be out of his will. That would not be good. I want to be in God's will. I want to do what God has for me to do. That's where my blessing lies. That's where my blessing is. My blessing comes from. Just as he said, go over here. Oh, I'll make you rich. I'll make you rich, he said. You go, oh man. But he was rich already. Had lots of stuff. I mean, he's thinking, I'm wondering, how much more rich can I be? That makes you wonder how Bill Gates thought, huh? Right?
Yeah.
You know, he gave away so much of his money.
Yes, he did.
He and his wife, and a lot of people thought it was just his wife. No, he was big time in on this too as well. Blessing people. Charities out. I mean, just galore. Giving his money away. Didn't hurt him at all. But he stayed blessed.
Amen.
He stayed blessed, didn't he? Now you got another guy who steals your information, sells it to other people, and he's down a few bills.
He's down.
Oh, he's down.
You going down.
You've got to have integrity.
Amen.
Yeah, and you've got to you got to be honest with yourself. And with God. Amen.
Amen.
It's like what I said a couple of weeks ago. Yes, Lord, I will. At your word. Yes. Right? We read that. At your word, Lord, I will. When he says it, we'll do it.
Amen.
When he says it, we do it. Because he said it, he'll do it.
Right.
He's always going to back his word up. His word. He's always going to back it up. His word cannot fail. It cannot be broken. It cannot fail. It will never cease. It will always continue to speak for eternity.
Yes.
Amen. Oh, I like that. That's great. All right. So praise the Lord. All right. So we see here being obedient. Amen. But God's so merciful, right? He's so merciful to us. Go to Galatians 3. Galatians 3. Praise the Lord. All right. Let's start in verse 13. It says this, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. Therefore, you're not cursed.
Amen.
You are not cursed. Say, I'm not cursed.
I'm
blessed. Amen. Jesus became the curse for us, right? Then he goes on, verse 14, that the blessings of who?
Abraham
may come on the Gentiles in Christ Jesus. Say, I'm in Christ Jesus. Okay, so that the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through what? Through faith. It doesn't just drop in your lap then, I guess.
Nope.
It doesn't just get handed to you like our government likes to think. And half the people with it. These millennials today think they want a socialist country. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Socialism's where they're pushing. They're pushing it hard too. And of course this is what their professors are pushing as well.
Oh, that's it.
See? And they have new, some of them, I listened to an interview the other day, Lord have mercy. This girl, I don't think she had any idea what conservatism even meant. You could hear this woman. She was repeating only what she had heard, but she didn't have it right. So she was all messed up, didn't even know what she was saying. But she says, conservatives, they don't even know what they're doing. They're stealing everything from us. I mean, what? I'm like, this is what they're hearing, so they believe it from someone who's in authority. Because he's in authority, they believe it. We don't do that. Just because your pastor says it, don't just believe it. What do? Check it out. Where is it at? Where is it at? Is that right? Is that right, Lord? Huh? Check it out with the Spirit. Check it out with the written word. Thank you, Lord, that he's always on time. Yeah. Amen. I'm Pastor Brandon. He's right. Oh, 98.9% of the time. Or is that Rush? Okay, anyway, so praise God. All right. So that the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. So we are to be blessed. We are to be blessed. We are to be prosperous. It is all for the glory of God. Yeah. So that all the world will see. We just sang the song, right? That all the world would see God's glory. Amen. That all the world would see that you're His children. Yes. The Scripture tells us that He wants you to be so blessed that everyone sees that you're His. Yes. Amen. Yeah. 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 I mean, it's like being President Trump's children. Because he's blessed, his children are blessed. And when you see his children blessed, you know it's because he was blessed. You get that? You see what I'm saying? So God wants the same for you. President Trump wants his children blessed. Oh, yeah. Yeah, amen. Well, our God, he's just a man, see? Our God loves us. Yeah, yeah. He sent his own son to die for us, right? Obviously, he would want us blessed. If a natural man wants his children blessed, then our mighty God wants us even much more. Even much more. I'm going on way off script over here. Go to Ephesians. I'm going way off script, guys. Sorry. Ephesians 3. We sang the song. Amen. All right. And I could read this entire chapter and be real happy right now. Where do I start? Okay, I'll tell you what. Let's just read verse 20. I don't have time. Ephesians 3 and verse 20 says this. Now to him who is able, who is? He is able. The word him is what? Capitalized. So it says, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask. It's got to come out of our mouth or think. We can dream large. I can dream large. Excuse me. So all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us, we are what? Empowered to prosper. Amen. We are blessed. According to what we read already, that word blessing was the empowerment to prosper. Let's read this again. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think according to the power. It's according to that empowerment that God has already put in you to be blessed. Amen. Oh, wow. Okay. So it isn't about you. It's about God's power in you. Amen. That causes you to be blessed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
This is simple stuff. Yeah. This is not rocket science, and it sure ain't evolution. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So then, we know what we've talked about what prosperity means. Prosperity simply means having enough to meet every need without ever exhausting any supply, right? I mean, that's what prosperity is. Okay, having enough to meet every need without exhausting our supply. Okay? If I have enough to meet every need without exhausting my supply, I'm not going out to God with my hands out all the time. We got to rise above. We got to rise above it. We've got to rise above. We are blessed. What's blocking our blessing? What is it?
Lack of faith.
That's great. Man, that's a good one. All right.
Ignorance.
Could be lack of faith. Could be ignorance. Could be fear. or what's coming out of our mouth or what we're hearing allowing to go into our heart.
Yeah.
We've got to find that out. Now, sometimes we can, yep, that's it.
Yeah.
Or sometimes we need to get down on our knees and, Lord, I know you want me blessed. I know you want me healed. I know you want me rich. I'm not there yet. What's blocking it?
Yes,
what is blocking it? I want people to see the covenant you have with me and that I have with you. Your word says you want them to see that covenant that you have with me and that I have with you. You want all the world to see it.
Right.
All right, Lord, then what's where? What? What? What's blocking this here? That's what we got to find out.
Amen.
When you find it out, we fix it.
Yes.
Right? I mean, you think about, why is my air conditioning running and running and running and running and running? Well, you got all the windows and doors open. Oh, okay, that's what it is. You know the wife left those open. All right. So, and the dog, yeah, okay. But you see what I'm saying? Why is the air conditioning running? Why is it running? I can't find it. And you figure out that the window right next to the thermostat is open. Oh, you had to go searching, though.
Yeah.
You had to go searching. That window's closed. That window's closed. That door's closed. That one's open.
Ah, there you go.
Now, I got it. Guess what we do? We go shut the window. Guess what happened? Fix the problem.
Yep.
Fix the problem.
Yes.
Amen? This is what we're doing with God. We're finding out, okay, this is what... Lord, I know you want me healed. I know you want me blessed. And I know you want me this and this. You want me that. And what's blocking it? Show it to me, Lord. Open my eyes, right? Open my eyes. Is it a natural thing? Is it a spiritual thing? Whatever it might be, Lord, show it to me. And guess what he'll do? He'll show it to you. Why? He wants you healed. He wants you blessed. That's God. That's our Father. That's his heart for you. He wants your faith fulfilled. That you can remove mountains. I heard the stupidest song this morning. I gotta stop listening to this radio station. And oh Lord, I don't even want to repeat any of it. But come on, man, it's supposed to be a Christian radio station. It's supposed to be uplifting. What? I was about to cry on down the road. You're dumb right there, man. No. What do we need? We need built up. We need strengthened, right? We need to hear faith. I don't need to hear, I was down, and oh, I didn't have this, and I was broke over that, and that, but I'm with you, Lord. No, I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, you're
not. I don't want to hear that.
You're
not. No, I need to hear something that's going to build me up, that's going to strengthen me, that's going to excite me and motivate me and give me inspiration to get up and get in the Word and get moving. Get up, get in the Word, get moving, and take a stand, right? Taking that stand by faith.
Amen.
By faith, right?
Hallelujah.
Okay. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Please go there. 2 Corinthians. We kind of touched on this a little bit. Praise God. You know, I got to start in verse 6. You just have to. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 says this. But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver.
Hallelujah.
God loves a cheerful what? Giver. Cheerful giver. When God says give, you're excited to do it. Right? And then he moves on now. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work.
Hallelujah.
He wants you to have all sufficiency in all things, so that you may have an abundance.
Yes.
Prepare for every good work now. Not just to consume upon your own self and to go build a barn and store it in, right?
Yeah.
What are we to be? Blessed to be a blessing, right? Amen. So God wants us prosperous. He wants us blessed. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
As we sow, we reap. So we must, if we still want to reap a lot, we try to sow a lot. Well, let me ask you something. Is $100 a lot?
Yes,
it is. When you don't have $100. Hello? Jesus pointed that out very clearly with the little woman with the two mites, didn't he?
Yeah.
And all these big fat cats were given and given and given, right, of their abundance. And she gave all that she had. And Jesus said, she gave more than they did.
Yeah.
Why? It's because of what she had left over. It was what she gave it all. And because it was bountiful in God's eyes, not in man's, it's who we need to see this here. Who needs to see our giving? God and God alone. It's not, and he saw that. Now Jesus saw that she gave. Yeah, the two mites, but she gave more than those fat cat kings. Wow. So it's really, as you give, it's what you give. It's what you've got left over that determines if it's bountiful or if it's sparing. Okay. So you give $100. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. You give $10 when you don't even have that. That's a lot of money. This is about being in God's eyes and having God see what we do, what we sow, what we reap, right? We don't want man's praise, the Word says, because if we get man's praise, that's our blessing. Well, I don't want it to stop there. You know, I'm not giving so the people can be, hey, he's a pretty good giver. I don't know about you, but I've heard this. Oh, he's such a giver. Talking about other people. I've heard people say, oh, she's such a giver. Oh, he's such a giver. And I'm thinking to myself, well, there's a praise.
Yep, that's it.
That's their praise. It's what we do behind the closed door. You know, it's what we do under the anointing.
Yeah.
Under the anointing. Now, like,
yes.
I'll tell you this here. When the Lord moves you, you move now.
Yes.
And the anointing this morning was there, and someone came up and blessed me. Because why? It was now. God said, move. Move in. Move under the anointing. When that anointing of blessing is there, God moves on you, you go. That's when you do it. And that's not about who's seeing what. That's about being obedient to God. Amen? It's when you've got it in here that you want others to see you. It's in your heart. And I want them to see me give. Then you know, uh-oh. That's my blessing. That's all I get. It's a pat on the back. I'd rather have what I've sown, I reap. That bountiful. I'd rather have that, right? See, there's a commercial out there, and he's talking about, I don't put anything in the tip jar until I know the person standing there is looking. It's a commercial. It's like things you don't need to know. I don't know. It's some commercial, but anyway. He says this. He says, I don't put my tip in the tip jar until I know they're looking. Then I'll drop it in there. That's me, you know, kind of thing. Well, that's what we're talking about. We're not bucket plunkers and dropping it in just so the person sitting next to us can see that we gave in the offering today.
Right.
Amen. That's what I'm. All right. That's what I'm getting across. All right. Wow. I've been off script already. So let's try to get back on script. Let's go to 3 John 2. 3 John 2. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All right. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Okay. And verse 2. Here we are, 3 John 2. I mean, beloved, I pray that ye may prosper in all things. And be what? In health. So he just threw both of them in there now. Two main things in our lives that we deal with is health and wealth. So he said, guess what? Beloved, I pray that ye may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers.
Amen.
He threw them both in there for you. This is our wealth and health covenant. Beloved, I pray above all things that you may prosper. Be in health, even as your soul prospers. So we've got to prosper the soul. How do we do that? We get in the Word. We get in that Word. Prosper the soul. Prosper the soul. Prosper the soul. Get in the Word. Get in there. And as you do that, faith will come. Faith will come. Right? What did we say? Thank you, God, for your word, because your word is life to those who find it. It's health and healing to our flesh. It's what? It's life to those who find it. Seek it out. What scripture is going to save your life? What scripture is going to make you rich? What verse is going to help you, right, in whatever area of faith that you're in? Find it. Find it. And you know what happens? The spirit of man and the spirit of the Holy Spirit inside you goes off. Ka-ching, like a light just went on. That's the one. That's the one. When you're in a faith fight, that scripture may change sometimes. Or you may add to that one. I had a major faith fight, and I did that. I felt that I exhausted everything, and I went through the Word, and I found this one that said in Matthew chapter 1 that God was with me. And that was the one that sustained me for some time. It got me through another week of fighting in faith because God was with me. That's what I needed to know. Amen. I needed to know that. And he said it in his word. Therefore, I believed. Amen. I believe it. Amen. So I believe now, according to 3 John 2, that my God wants me to prosper and he wants me to be healthy. I believe it. So, Father, I thank you in Jesus' name, according to your word, that you wish above all things that I prosper and be in health, and as my soul prospers. Father, thank you. I praise you and I receive it in Jesus' name. That took me 20, 10, 15 seconds, and I just released my faith, and I did it with the word of God. And I did it with what was in my heart. And I also invoked the name of Jesus Christ. Didn't take long now, did it? But a job got done. God heard it. Jesus heard it. The Holy Spirit heard it. And somebody's on their way with my prosperity and my health.
That's right.
Done.
Awesome.
Now what do? I thank him for it every day. I quote it every day. Every time something tells me I'm not, I hit it twice back.
That's right.
I speak at it twice. Oh, yes, I am in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, according to your word. You pray above all things that I prosper. Now I go at it. Why? This is a fight.
Amen.
It's a fight. This is a battle. He's battling your mind and trying to battle your heart so that you fear.
Yeah.
Well, let's battle him with the word of God, which
Amen.
Is more powerful, right? Amen. And is able to sustain us, right? We stand on the word and we have a solid foundation that will not break. Amen. It will not cease to exist. This is it. I know I preach this all the time. You need the word. You got to preach the word. You got to speak the word. I'm always going to.
That's right.
I'm always going to.
That's right.
I learned from the best. Jesus and watched my parents. And this is what it is.
Amen.
It always is a fight. It always is. Amen. Praise God, though, that we are the victors. In the end of the fight. Amen.
Hallelujah.
That we're the ones who win.
Right.
Amen. We are the winner. We're the overcomer. We just have to overcome it.
Yes.
Every time it comes, we overcome.
Amen.
Every time it comes, we overcome. If he says it and it's evil, that's the devil. We rebuke him and we speak at him twice. Get out of here in Jesus' name. I tread on you. You know, whatever scriptures you want to use. You know. I tell him he's got to crawl on his belly for all of his life. But anyway, it's one of my favorites. Amen. It's up to you. It's what's in your heart. It's what you believe. Your scriptures may be different than mine when it comes to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. That you may be rich, lacking no good thing.
That's right.
Your scriptures may be different than mine, but that's okay. Because it's what's in your heart. That you believe, and it's in what your heart that you believe that you will receive.
Amen.
It's not in what's my heart. Oh, that's a good scripture, Pastor, but if you don't believe the one I believe, see, now you're already behind the eight ball. Don't want to be there. Amen. Right? We want to, what was it again? Find that window that's open and why that air conditioner is still running?
Yeah.
We want the scripture that is going to set us free. You want the scripture that's going to set you free.
Amen.
I need the scripture that's going to set me free.
Amen.
And I'll know it when I read it.
Yeah.
I'll know it when I hear it. And the Holy Spirit will say, that's the one. Grab a hold of that one right there. That's the one we're going
to
stand on.
To your heart.
Right?
Right?
Exactly. So praise God. Find it. We're going to stop there. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to find that. But God has a covenant of blessing for you. Praise God. You just have to believe it. And remember, he said, "What? Oh, man. He wants you to prosper in all things," he said. In all things. That means health, wealth, family, your career, your whatever, your material things, your spiritual things, your whatever it might be. He wants you to be blessed in all things. We don't just think money here. We don't just think health here. We don't just think we might need faith. Jesus said, "What?" The disciples said, "Oh! Oh! I need faith!" Jesus said, "Speak it!" Right? Didn't he? That's okay. I didn't think about that. I guess I'll speak it then. Right? Why? Because it'll pull that mulberry tree right out and throw it in the sea.
Amen.
It'll remove that mountain, Jesus said.
That's right.
By speaking it. Oh, ye little faith. It's just a little. If you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say. This is Luke 17:5. You will say. It just has to be a little faith. But it's faith.
Amen.
It doesn't matter how much it is. You have it. It's faith.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Thank you.
We just have to be careful when fear comes. Because fear might wipe out little faith. Right? So we got to build our faith. How do we build our faith? By what we hear, what we read.
Amen.
What we hear, what we read. We have to build our faith. Build it and build it and build it and build it and build it until you are a giant.
Hallelujah.
That you know and believe in your heart that you're stronger than the enemy.
That's right.
And you have to know and believe that. And you're only stronger than the enemy because of the Word.
Amen.
Not because of you. Right. And it's not about how much words you know. It's about the name and faith in the name, the Bible says. Hallelujah.
Yep.
Praise God, stand on your feet. All right, hallelujah. So this week we go out of here, we're blessed. As I am, I always do call you blessed in Jesus' name. Praise God. And I know you receive that. I know you call me blessed. And I thank you for that. Praise the Lord. So I thank you for that. Lift your hands to the Lord. Receive your blessing. Father, I thank you and I praise you.
Hallelujah.
Father, oh, you're so good to us. I thank you, Father, for that covenant of blessing that you have upon our lives. I thank you, Father, that we are healed and made healthy, that we are rich and made wealthy. And that has been done by Jesus Christ, our Lord. I thank you for that, Father. And as we go this week, I pray, Father, in Jesus' name, for the angels of God to be in camp round about us, guarding and keeping us in all of our ways and in our pathway. There is life and blessing. There'll be no death, no curse, no destruction, no sickness, no disease, no poverty, no lack, and no want. I thank you for it. We give you praise. And all of God's people said, amen. I love you guys.